unless somebody has something, they see significant up to the very last page of the chapter. I saw it just as kind of an overview. I don't know if he was trying to make his book longer like Chrétien does later because he was contracted to produce a book with so many pages and he had to make it that long. But on 539, the end of the chapter, one of the things, and he's referring back to a little bit later views of this age, that this, there's a lot of decency here, and there's even a period called the Truce of God because people are basically all getting along. And then, as he's wont to do, he asks the good question or the excellent question, which I wrote in my book. I said, excellent question, discuss. I feel like, you know, you're on Saturday Night Live. Discuss among yourselves. You know? Even if they were foolish enough to believe that the earth was the center of the universe, do we not ourselves believe that man is the fine flower of creation? If it takes a million years for a fish to become a reptile, has man, in our few hundred, altered out of recognition? In other words, are we really different in any true sense, an intrinsic sense on what our desires are, what our feelings are, what our reactions are from people at Arthurian times? And, you know, it seems like a pretty simplistic answer, no.